Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Dehazu reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore bunts towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sizemore for the out. Dehazu moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dehazu tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field. Dawson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dawson. Mercer moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mercer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-0 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. DeJesus reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and has DeJesus trapped. There's the throw to Parrish, who throws to Scott, who tags DeJesus for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Sizemore goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rudy May now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards left. Cromarty fields it and throws to second to catch Martin for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 2 in the game. McLaughlin bunts towards the mound. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to third. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cromarty tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1. Cubs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore bunts towards the mound. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Sam Mejias now playing left field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a pop-up towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Rudy May. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Schatzetter now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.